It is 4 weeks since we began meeting in house churches, to be exact, in Zoom churches. I pray that you have grown to appreciate the bigger church. Now we're in the scattered mode church in our own homes and be able to just connect through Zoom, through telephone calls, or maybe walking together, whatever that is. But 4 weeks is a month, as we all know. And if you think about it, we don't really know when we'll get together again. So at this point, I just want to help us to grow, to appreciate what we've had and what we have right now as disciples going forward, and just to grow. And so today's message is growth will come from being still. The aspect of just being still, there's a lot of things that we have to be still about. We have to be still about our future. We have to be still about our children. We have to be still about helping other people to know God, to show that God will show us how to do that. We have to be still about our finances. We have to be still about just all the things that I could mention today, plenty. But growth won't happen if you're not still. And if you think about how we've lived our life before now, you can get distracted by going to work, by being busy, hitting the gym, going shopping, making your hair, there's so much you could distract yourself with. And yet God has put us in such a place that we have now to be still and hear His voice. And if we don't hear His voice, we have to ask why we're not hearing it, because there's no reason for us to keep busy anymore. And you can try to keep busy by cleaning the house, busy by doing all the stuff we do, but at the end of the day, you'll have to come to this space of being still. So today's message is about growth will come from being still. Psalm 46 verse 10 through 11. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." The psalm says here that, be still and know that I am God. Not think, not hope. Know that I am God. It's a confident space that God is in control. I'm not just hoping, I'm not just thinking, but I know that God has everything under control. I may not be aware of what He's doing, and I don't know when all this stuff gets to the end, but God is in control. It says, I'll be exalted among all nations. I'll be exalted on earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. That's very comforting. In such times, I'd rather have God on my side. Not my emotion, not my anger, not my resentment, not my anxiety. I'd rather have God on my side. The God of Jacob is our fortress. A fortress is a good place to be in. And you know, you cannot be attacked. It's solid. No one can come through. You are protected there, inside there. But you cannot just do that in your mind. I believe that to be still is just to sit down and listen to what is God saying. You know, normally I woke up and I would have been the Bible and get out, go to another appointment. Now I wake up and I have phone calls or Zoom calls to make. But before that, I have more time. To meditate on the Word of God, to pray, to look through the window, look at the weather and how beautiful it's been this week, and just thank God for small things I never noticed. I'm noticing the flowers, I'm noticing the grass, stuff I never noticed. I was just busy, never still enough to pay attention to. Just noticing my family and having more conversations about life and talking to one another. Noticing what God has blessed us and how things can be challenging, but still God is on our side. It's important for us to be still, to not race in our minds, in our emotions, just to be still. To be still is to be present, to hear God, to not worry about tomorrow, to not worry about yesterday, to be here and say, what is God saying for us to do today? I believe that's where growth starts. Imagine yourself as a writer. And you're talking and you want to write something, but for you to write well, you have to listen to the master so that he tells you his subject, so that you hear properly and you can write that properly. So if you think about it, we are writers and God wants us to listen so that we can live out his teachings in an appropriate manner in such a time and be inspiring, encouraging to our children, to our spouses, to one another, to just not be overrun by the lack of clarity about our future, just to trust that God is in control. So if you can remember that, the discipline of a writer is to learn to be still and listen to what his subject has to tell him. That's what Rachel Carson once said. I believe that's our role, is to be still and hear what God saying about what we need to do with our lives right now, right here. And God will use us powerfully if we do not despair and follow his ways. Secondly, growth will happen during tough times. Let's talk about this. It may be tough for you just to, for the different experiences you're having. Or maybe it's not tough. You're actually experiencing a very good time with God. Amen. You need to be experiencing a good time. But if you're not, there's a lot of growth that can come out of this. I'm going to spend my time in Mark, in this parable that we all know so well, in Mark chapter 4 from verse 35. And we'll take it all the way to the end. But so let's see here. Let's take it from verse 35 to 37. It says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along. Just as he was in the boat, they were also... Let me take that again from verse 36. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along. Just as he was in the boat, there were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. So you have to understand that where they were, it was about 650 meters below sea level. And it is surrounded by mountains. So because of the wind that comes, swells came and they were always turning boats around. This was not unusual. They had seen this. These were fishermen. I mean, Peter was a fisherman. So they had seen this stuff before. But for some reason, they were not expecting that today. So they got in it and it just happened. You see, 4 weeks ago, none of us was expecting us to be here in this position. Yeah, we've heard of hard times. We've heard of pandemics before. We've heard of all kind of stories in history. But never did we ever think it will happen to us. This generation, our time, the most modern time ever in terms of artificial intelligence, in terms of everything. So what that does to us is I think we get so surprised when these things happen. And yet we don't realize that in tough times you can really grow. It's not about what time you live in. Anything can happen. Nobody thinks it will happen to me. But when it does, you can choose to grow. Or you can choose to wonder, how can this be happening to us in this time? So they were not expecting the school to happen. It just happened. Similarly, we weren't expecting what we're going through to happen. It just happened. It's very easy in this space to want to live in a space of blaming, criticizing the government, criticizing people, and just being a victim and looking for someone to save you. Instead, take this time and grow and become an encourager. Encourage others, both online, in the neighborhood, in other places. Challenge those that are just giving in to despair and help them to see God and help them experience God. Coach those that are giving up and say, show them Jesus and help them see that there's a better life beyond this. This is not the end of the world. I understand that it's a tough time, but we can really focus on Jesus this time. And so they were just overtaken by that because they're not expecting it. But this is the nature of growth. Things happen and you grow out of it. And so I say that because what God does in us while we're waiting is as important as what it is we are waiting for. John said that. So I would like to put this to you. You may be waiting for when all this will stop. But God is at work within you right now. It's important for us to grow right now, where we are right now. There's a lot of growth we can grow in. We can grow in our family lives. We can grow in our relationships. We can grow in our, that's in terms of family, husband and wife, single to single, brother, sisters, sisters and brothers. We can really grow in a lot of ways. We can also grow in our parenting for families. We can become better families, eat together, talk together, share what we're grateful for. And that way we can begin to rise above this dust of just sorrow. And also don't forget to pray for those that are losing their loved ones, but be grateful for the life you have. It's important to remember that what God does in us while we're waiting is as important as what it is we are waiting for. So, yeah, I also look forward to a great day where we're back to hugging again and saying hello. But meanwhile, what growth can we do right now? Who can we talk to about Jesus? How can we be loving? How can we serve in the homes? How can we be the best workers online? How can we innovate? How can we grow in our technological ways? There's a lot here to be growing in and not to be just giving up and getting so discouraged as life turns on. Thirdly, growth happens when we are past blaming. Jesus, this is Mark 4:38, Jesus was in the stand, sleeping on the cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" I don't know why they said this, but it's interesting. The disciples are basically blaming Jesus and say, "Don't you care?" Now, to my understanding, Jesus had been preaching the whole day. He was tired, so he had definitely needed some rest. But for them, trouble comes and they don't see the value of rest that he was trying to get. They just say, "Don't you care that we are drowning?" It's very easy at this time to be really get into the blame space that really just takes you over everything you're doing. Let me just talk a little bit about this. How happy are you? How peaceful are you? How joyful are you? You see, this, you've got to go past blaming and start helping out. Start being part of the solution and part of encouragement. You see, if we are in this space, we all have to do our bit. Whether it's, you know, the social distancing, whether it's the sanitization, washing of hands. By the time we're done with this season, we will be so good with just being clean and all that stuff. But this... There's a lot we can be appreciating for, but we also be careful about just how we can blame. And I want to just be careful how you watch news. If you watch news all the time, before you know it, you're in the same spirit. The news people, their job is to find stories, give the facts, go back and forth, get pundits to talk about that stuff. And depending on who you're listening to, somebody's getting a blame. I ask us that as Christians, we pray for those that are in control of this, that are responsible, especially the nurses, the doctors. We got to pray for these people. They're doing a lot for the nation, for the world. Let's pray for them, love them, be there for them. But as well, we got to be careful that we're not caught in the blame space, because when you're blaming, for the most part, you are an upset person. The Holy Spirit cannot walk in that space. And for the most part, you become a victim. And you lose faith, you lose vision, you lose direction. So you find that you cope in the wrong ways. Sin start coming in, and all kind of things start coming in. But if you realize that God determines where we'll live, so that we may find him in these times, we will find him. And not just find him, we'll help others find him that we know, our friends, people that are not in, that don't necessarily come to church, but surely this time they're at home, you can send them a Zoom address and say, "Hey, join, let's have we're going to have a Zoom church, sit at home, we're going to have a conversation, just listen to a discussion, hear the message, and let's listen." So this is a good time also to be effective in that sense. It's also a good time to know your Bible well. It's also a good time to just read up on things that you've not done and catching up on the things that you need to catch up on. I believe if we get that right, it'll be amazing. But growth happens when we are past blaming. When you're past blaming, you start thriving. You start seeing how God is at work in your life. So, if you're past blaming, then you have faith. But if you're fearful, you're not past blaming. And that's how you know this stuff. If you have faith, you're past blaming. If you're fearful, you're most likely still in the blaming space. You either have faith or fear. Not both. It can be. One or the other. So please, let's get this one down. Let's get our faith in space. And then God will take care of us. Finally, but not least, what questions do we need to ask to grow in our walk with God? Mark 4:41. They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." After the Lord woke up and rebuked the winds and they obeyed him, the disciples were terrified. They asked each other, "Who is this? Even the winds obey him." I think this is a time for you to ask that question. Who is God? Even the winds obey him. And deepen our walk with God. Ask the right questions about what do you need to know? How can you grow? How much do you need to grow in your trusting in God? How much do you need to grow in your being still? You may find that being still is very hard. You're either on the phone, you're in the computer, but now we're in the house. You're going to go around many times and eventually you'll catch yourself that you just do stuff. Sometimes it's mindless, but if you take time, you'll realize, you know what? I can really use this time well. I can read, I can pray, I can be effective in the house. And yeah, it's not just cleaning and other things, but it's just ways you can really grow in this area if you start asking right questions. Lately, I've just been asking myself, God, show me areas of growing. And it keeps coming. I've grown in how I think about things. I feel like many a times you hear something and you just conclude. But there's only one fact. So I've grown to never conclude and just say, you know what, go and ask and hear, what does that mean? Why did you say that? And that just changes everything. I've grown to hear news and not believe everything and research a little bit. And then you realize, you know what, it's easy to blame one if you just listen to one side of the story. But when you hear the whole story, it's not exactly what's being said, so I'm not even caught in the resentment of it. I am peaceful. I'm praying about that. What questions are you going to ask so that you can grow? I think it's important we begin asking questions about how we are, how we're doing spiritually. Those are important for us and for God. I hope you have even conversations after Zoom, off Zoom, pray together, walk together, and may God's name be glorified. Have a great week, and may God grow your life, grow your faith, grow your character, grow everything you touch. God bless you.